Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And away we go. The Rob Brown Show is right here on your radio. It is. It's all the things I can think of that rhyme there. This is 97.7 FM Greenville. It's 97.1 FM Spartanburg. And it's the radio.com app all around the world. Thanks for being with us. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776 is the number. Text us at 71307, 71307. You can hit us on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show on Twitter. And then you can get us at Diesel on Radio if you want to tweet old Diesel, and tweet us all at ESPN Upstate. There's all the different ways to get in touch with the program today. We hope you will do so. Let's see. ESPN, Rob, go all out. Deviled egg sandwich made with, wait for it, Duke's mayo, life-changing, end quote. So I'm not going to spend a whole nother segment on mayonnaise, okay? Despite Diesel's insistence that we do so, here's my only thought here. This is just the question mark. And I made this point back in the last hour. When it comes to cultural food wars, I'm all in, right? Like, I have my side in the barbecue battle. What's best? St. Louis style, Kansas City style, Texas style, Carolina style. Dry rub, vinegar based sauce, sweet sauce. What's the? I got my side. I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but I got my side. All right. I got my side on the crawfish is good versus crawfish is bad. Crawfish is or is not better than lobster. I got my side in that battle. I'm pretty sure you can figure out which side I'm on in that one. But the point is, I understand the premise of having a side, picking a side in a cultural food battle. What I don't understand is having a cultural food battle based around mayo. There's all the other foods that they have a battle going around. Chicago pizza versus New York pizza. That's a battle, right? With all the battles, the cultural food battles that take place, most of them are about foods that have some level of dynamic to them, right? They have some level of dynamic. There is no dynamics when it comes to mayonnaise. There's nothing dynamic. It's the least of the condiments in terms of dynamics. Mayo is a flavor enhancer, but it doesn't stand out, or at least it shouldn't.
Right, that's the point. It's an enhancer. It's like the bass player in a rock band. It's like his job is just to be in the background and make everything a little bit better.
Mm-hmm, which is why Flea is so famous.
Okay, one.
No, there's more. You got Bonham. You got others.
Okay, there's two. Out of the entire history of rock bands.
No, there's.
I'll even give you three and say Les Claypool.
Okay. Geddy Lee played
outside
some bass.
Outside of that, most bands, you know what I'm saying. Stop arguing. Just
Bootsy Collins played some bass. Hey, Lemmy played bass. You know what?
Most people think he played guitar. They don't even know.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean he didn't play bass.
I'm well aware of that.
So I'm gonna let you, when this is all said and done, and we all meet Lemmy in the afterlife, I'm going to be like, yo, Lemmy, Diesel said bassists are losers.
Didn't say that.
Tony Lemmy played bass.
Don't be putting words in my mouth, because we know we got J.R.R. Tolkien listening, and he's going to go tell Lemmy what I said, because you know they're all bros, and they all hang out.
Brian Wilson played bass in the Beach Boys. Don't you dare besmirch the good name of the Beach Boys. Anyway, the point of this is, there's no dynamics to mayo over which to compare it to other mayos, right? Like, if you put mayo on a sandwich, it's like the fourth or fifth flavor in the sandwich. It's overpowered by pickles. It's overpowered by onions, by tomatoes. Hell, mayo is overpowered by lettuce if the lettuce is fresh. So how can you – I don't understand how – I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't understand how to compare mayonnaises, I guess is the right way to put that.
I wish pundits on CNN would debate mayonnaise with as much gusto as they do everything else they debate. I just want to hear professional pundits who argue with each other for a living. And you know they go on each other's shows all the time. They're constantly being put on panels together. You know they're all friends. And they're all just like, yeah, this is one big joke. Let's just go at each other over mayonnaise. I think it'd be great.
There's got to be some more hot mayo takes out there, right?
I want to hear James Carville's take on mayonnaise.
Stathakis, of course, the purveyor of a restaurant here in town, Stacks OG, can't go no mayo rather than certain mayo. What the aioli are y'all trying to do? And at Rory Robarge says, go without, but it has nothing to do with the brand. So he just doesn't like mayo at all. So at Darth Chosen, after my take on mayo, at Darth _ Chosen says, looks like I have to fist fight the Rob Brown show now. So things are going great. Things are going great. All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP. ESPN is the number to be a part of the program if you'd like to do so. We'd love to have you here on the radio broadcast. Text me at 71307, 71307. Tweet me at the Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. This text just came in. Rob, mayo is the only condiment that you have to use other condiments to cover it up. That is a great point, Diesel. Nobody eats a sandwich with only mayo on it. That's not a thing.
Well, no one eats a sandwich with only ketchup on it. Like ketchup between two pieces of bread? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I mean, like, if you made a ham – so you would make a ham sandwich or a turkey sandwich and only put mayo on it? You wouldn't spice it up with some yellow mustard or some Cajun mustard or some spicy mustard?
All I'm saying is that a ham and cheese sandwich with only mayo on it is better than just a ham and cheese sandwich.
I mean, I'm not going to argue, but it's still not good. Like, it's still missing something. A ham and cheese sandwich with just spicy mustard on it can be a good sandwich. A ham and cheese sandwich with just mayo on it is just slightly less good than just ham and cheese on bread.
That's not true.
That is true.
It's better. I thought we weren't going to talk about mayonnaise the whole time.
Well, we weren't, but then you kept saying wrong things.
Stick to sports.
This text just came in at ESPN. Sting. Not the wrestler, Sting,
because
he played bass too. So there's 12 great legendary Hall of Fame bass players right there, Diesel.
He's out walking in fields of gold, whatever.
Hey, bassists are people too, Diesel, and they deserve your respect. The Los Angeles Lakers have now presented a case to the National Basketball Association saying that LeBron James is not getting enough foul calls. That, according to Brad Turner of the LA Times, statistically speaking, the Lakers do have a legitimate argument as it comes to the numbers. Through three games in these playoffs, LeBron has thus far only attempted 10 free throws, and in game three's loss, he had only two attempts, and those two came only after a flagrant foul by Jamal Murray. He earned zero from the stripe based on driving to the rack. James attempted a career low 5.7 free throws per game during the regular season, but that's still nearly twice his average for this playoff series, despite playing more minutes. Over the first 10 games of the playoffs, he averaged 7.6 free throws per game attempted, closer to his career regular season, which is 8 per game, and his postseason, which is 9 per game averages. James has also stopped attacking the basket in the Denver series. He's attempted 8 shots per game in the restricted area compared to 7.8 in the regular season. So he's still driving to the rack just as many times as he traditionally has. And my first assumption when I read all this, my very first assumption was that LeBron has been acting as more of a point guard role. Now, but he still is attacking the rim as many times as he did when he was acting in the role of a forward. Now, with that being said, I do have to wonder if LeBron playing the point guard position doesn't have some level of mentality shift within the officials, right? They see LeBron running the point guard spot. And so even though he is still attacking the rim the exact same amount of times that he attacked the rim when he was playing more along the power forwards position, right? Even though he's attacking the rim the same amount of times, if he's running the point guard, if you are an official, you might not see it that way, right? We don't always see things revolving around data as they are happening in real time, right? That is a phenomenon that is very common. You might be looking and thinking you are seeing something, and then that situation ends, and you go back and you look at the numbers afterwards, and you go, man, you know, I swore that quarterback completed more passes than that, but he's only got a 50% completion percentage. But it's because you're only remembering the good stuff. That's just kind of how humans' brains end up working, right? And so in doing that, I wonder if the officials in this series, even though LeBron is attacking the rim the same that he was attacking as a power forward, if you are an official, it may not seem that way to you. It may seem to you as if LeBron is going to the rack fewer times than he did when he was playing at the power forward position. That is the only explanation that I have. Because the other explanation in all of this, the only other available explanation in all of this, has to be that the officials don't want the LA Lakers to beat the Denver Nuggets. Look, I get that Jamal Murray is a stud. I get that the Joker has broken right out over the past handful of weeks. But there is no world at all in this universe where the NBA wants the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals more than they want the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Finals. That world does not exist anywhere. And if that world does not exist, then why is this happening the way that it's happening? That's the question the Lakers have. And look, I am a Bron guy, all right? I'm a Bron guy. I have been a Bron guy for years. I love watching that guy play. Now, with that guy playing his game, I've always been a little defensive of LeBron James. No doubt about it. So I am a little bit soft here to asking why LeBron is not getting the calls he's always gotten. I have already been hit with, well, Rob, it's because they're finally calling LeBron the same way they call everybody else, but I don't know if that's true, man. I don't know if that's true. James Harden was shooting 26 and 27 free throws a game in their last round matchup before they got bounced. Harden's shooting 20-plus a game. LeBron's shooting 3.3 a game. And LeBron's game is far more physical than James Harden. So how does that work out to you? Because it doesn't to me. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP. ESPN is the number. Quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We got plenty more to talk about. Quick text 71307. Rob, tomato sandwich. You get mayo flavor and tomato. You guys are just eating mayonnaise and tomatoes together? Is that a thing, Diesel? Just mayo and tomato together? Gross.
Yeah, tomato sandwiches are a real thing in the South.
Really?
A little salt and pepper on there?
Yeah.
Oh. At ESPN, again, the most interactive segments are 90s pop stars and food. The stick-to-sports crowd can't be consistent. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Diesel with you here on a Thursday afternoon. Steaming towards the end of the show. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can do it now. Jump on board. We talked a little NHL hockey earlier on in the broadcast. We got any hockey fans in the air who want to talk Stanley Cup? You're welcome to do so. I'm going to continue to do it as we move through the World Series. The Lightning, a big 5-2 win that wasn't as close as the score indicated last night over the Dallas Stars. And now they take a 2-1 series lead over said Dallas Stars. The return of Steven Stamkos last night was a big get for the Lightning. They moved him to the fourth rotation last night where he, A, would be able to slow down on the minutes just a little bit, and B, was going to be protected by the big grunts, the big brutes on that fourth line. It was a very wise decision, I thought, from Tampa Bay, and Steven Stamkos looked like he is almost back to form, though he did only play in that first period. Once the Lightning put that thing out of hand, it was all Lightning the rest of the way, and Stamkos went to the bench. Now, with that being said, obviously coming up this weekend, we have got Southeastern Conference football just about ready to get started. So what are the storylines that we are going to be keeping an eye on in the SEC on Saturday? I got a handful of them for you. The first is this. This is the first year. Every year, SEC fans love to hit everybody else with the we beat each other up storyline. Yeah, sometimes we lose to SEC schools, but that's because we beat each other up in conference and you guys get to pick the bones. Well, this year, there are no easy games in the SEC. This year, it is conference only. I don't need to see Florida beat the hell out of Western Kentucky again. I don't need to see Alabama drop an 80 spot on Kansas State this year, okay? I just need to see the SEC play each other, and I'm looking forward to that. Also looking forward to, we mentioned this earlier, we saw sportsbetting.ag put out its list of coaches on the hot seat, and the top three in the league are Will Muschamp at South Carolina at 2-1 odds to get fired, Derek Mason at Vanderbilt, also at 2-1 odds to get fired. And Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee at 3-1 odds to get fired as it stands right now. Basically, unless you are Nick Saban in this league, while some seats are hotter than others, I don't think that there is a coach that is completely safe right now. Will Muschamp, as we mentioned many times, and I'm sure Will many more, needs a big year this year. Derek Mason is walking on very thin ice at Vanderbilt. Gus Malzahn right now at Auburn. I know he's kind of been allowed to just coast and float along for a couple of years there at Auburn, but this is the time that Auburn is going to have to start potentially looking for to make a move. And then you got Texas A&M, right? You got Texas A&M that paid $75 million to Jimbo Fisher. Tell me that price tag doesn't look a little pricey right now, right? You got to be wondering if Texas A&M, who, by the way, and I'm going to say this, you know, I've been talking college football in the South for the better part of a decade and a couple of years now, right? And Diesel, I want you to weigh out on this if you agree or disagree. We can talk about Alabama fans. We can talk about Miami fans. We can talk about Clemson fans. We can talk about FSU fans. We can talk about all these different teams. I don't know if you have ever been to one of their games before, Diesel, but there is not a more entitled and undeserving fan base than the Texas A&M Aggies. They are the most entitled group of fans that I have ever been around in my life. And on top of all of that, and I'm going to say this, and if there's any A&M fans in the audience, the good thing is I have not told you where I live. Diesel, A&M fans are a cult.
Yeah, they're been to an A&M yell practice.
It's a cult practice, man.
My lovely girlfriend called the yell leaders.
Yep.
A bunch of sweaty Ken dolls. Because, and she's not wrong.
No.
They all look the same. They're all 6'2".
That flat top blonde
flat top
haircut.
Built up, kind of sweaty, a little greasy.
Yep.
And they have this script of corny jokes that they're the same. I mean, I went last year to Yale practice when Texas A&M came to Clemson, and it was at Hillcrest High School. And the guy that was hosting the show at the time has been to multiple Yale practices. He's been to Yale practices on the road and Yale practices in College Station, Texas. And he said they're exactly the same. They tell the same jokes.
Yep.
Every time. They've got like 3 or 4 different scripts that they work off of, but it's all the same. You know, every time is the same. They haven't written anything new in the last 25 years. And it's weird. It really is weird.
Dude, it's straight up.
And they
vibes.
Love it. Like, a normal fan base would look at this and say, all right, guys, like, maybe it's time for us to like write some new material. I mean, we've heard this joke about some girl who's a Clemson fan who's got 27 kids and they're all named Earl because she was too dumb to remember 27 names. Like, we've heard that joke for the last 30 years. Maybe we should come up with something new. But no, they don't. They don't. It's just the same thing, and they love it.
I went to a Texas A&M Yale practice in 2014, 15. I'm not sure exactly when. Anyway, I was doing radio in Destin, and I was doing a tour of all of the SEC stadiums. Well, A&M happened to be playing at LSU the weekend after I had gone to see. I want to say Mississippi State at Alabama, maybe Auburn. I don't remember what year that was because I spread it out over like 3 seasons. Anyway, I went to an LSU game against Texas A&M. And, you know, I had all my buddies, and one of my best friends from high school married an Aggie. And we went to their wedding, Diesel, and they bring all that culty stuff into their wedding, too. Like, ooh, the bride, like, she has to wear these particular pair of boots, and then, like, the dad and the brother had to do some weird ceremony with the boots, and they all, like, drank beer. It was like, and then they did all the chants, and the thing is, the chants aren't, like, they're not like hype chants, right? They're not like hype chants like most cheerleaders do, where there's like a rhythm and a cadence and a sing-along. They're like creepy, bad cult military chants, right? They're like, sweet, 3, 2. It's just a weird thing. So anyway, she's like, oh my God, Rob, you have to go to Yale practice. She tells me, Diesel, it's the best tradition in college football. So I went to a Yale practice outside a walk-on's bar in Baton Rouge, Louisiana one night, Friday night before a Saturday night LSU A&M game. And I stood in the back as these plastic, white overall-wearing nerds come out in their tall boots. There's no lady cheerleaders for A&M, by the way, so it's just a stage full of dudes – just a stage full of bros. The crowd's losing their mind, and they're doing these, like, ridiculous chants. And I'm staring in the back, and I legitimately was about to call my friend and be like, you have to marry her because she's bad at knowing things. Because that's how it felt. That's how it felt. Anyway, point of all this is that Texas A&M's not going to be good at football. Jimbo Fisher's got 2 years left until he's hired. So don't worry about it, South Carolina fans. Quick break. Come back. We'll take a look at a few more things I'm looking forward to out of the SEC this year. And we'll talk more about mayonnaise on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Rob Brown Show. Wrapping up our numero tres here on ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, all around the world on your smart speaker, tablet, phone, wherever. Get the radio.com app, listen to the show around the, listen to the station around the clock, listen to the show up to 24 hours after it's aired every single time. We're just here to make your life easier, and I feel like we're nailing it. All right, what else? Some of the other storylines going on in the Southeastern Conference that we need to be keeping an eye on right now. One of the things that I am loving at this point in time is just how super sneaky quiet everybody's being with depth charts around this point in time, right? Everybody's being super sneaky quiet. Kirby Smart won't say who's starting there at Georgia this week against Arkansas because, well, that's just what we do here in the Southeastern Conference. There's a lot of question marks. Now, Alabama did mention that that Mac Jones will be getting the start for the Crimson Tide this year after having some offseason productivity, which was nice, and I'll be excited to see what Mac Jones brings to the table. But there are a lot of question marks about a lot of rosters that need to be answered between now and then. Let's see. I'm also interested to see how coaches handle this this season, right? Like, it's going to be interesting. You look around the NFL right now at some of the dynamic coaching personalities, and you look at the fact that the NFL is not screwing around. They handed out around $1.6 million in fines this past weekend to coaches and teams for squads not having masks properly adhered to around the sidelines, right? Sean Payton and John Gruden another $250,000 fine to the team and $100,000 apiece. Pete Carroll, same story, and a handful of others. I'm wondering how the college football coaches are going to handle this. Now, I got to tell you, it's going to be interesting because, remember, we've seen guys like Nick Saban coming out, putting out TV commercials, hey, mask up, hey, mask up, hey, mask up. Are they going to follow those social media protocols on the sideline? And more importantly, are they going to demand that the fans in attendance do the same? If they don't, and there is any level of hypocrisy that feels like it's floating about these stadiums, people are going to want answers. People are going to want answers, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out ultimately. So a lot of storylines playing out tomorrow on the radio broadcast. Tomorrow on the show, we will actually spend some time looking at the lines because the lines in the SEC are very, very interesting right now. There are some ones that I am instinctively attracted to, and there are some that I am, well, not so much. There are some out there that, I have question marks. I'm not automatically in love with right off the get. So tomorrow on the show, we'll take a look at the betting lines across all of college football weekend and all through the NFL. That's all coming up on tomorrow's show, Friday's version of the show. Want to remind you that coming up here in just a few minutes from right now, we'll be kicking it on over to Mark Ryan for Offsides with Mark and Lonzo as they are live at Ingles. You want to stay tuned for that. Thursday's a big show for them. We got Jags and Dolphins tonight on Thursday Night Football. And if you haven't figured this out yet, man, do I love me some Gardner Minshew. Man, do I love some Minshew mania. Some mustache Minshew mania. The mustache mafioso. Listen, y'all, I hate Jacksonville, Florida. It is the worst of all the places. But, Gardner Minshew is my hero, and I want to be him when I grow up. All right, the dude is just a personality, man. He's just a personality. But one of the things I love about the cat, this dude 100% puts in the work. This dude, while he is a free spirit, he is loosey-goosey, he is kind of a goofball. When it is time for my dude to get down to work, Gardner Minshew gets down to freaking work. That's what he does. Watch this game tonight. I've got to tell you, I've been going back and forth about whether I want to put any money down on this game. It's not one that I would typically touch. I wonder about the Miami Dolphins. Ryan Fitzmagic, we know, has the capability of going Ryan Fitzmagic at any given point. The Jaguars at home are a 3-point favorite. I am leaning ever so slightly, I mean ever so slightly, towards putting down some money on the on the Jacksonville Jaguars to cover up that 3 points. I think they can do it. I'm not totally sold, but I believe in the Minshew mania. That guy knows how to go to work, and he knows how important this game is to the Jags tonight. This game tonight for the Jags is the game that will tell the rest of the National Football League the Jaguars have got an offense all of a sudden or not. I hate the Jaguars management and ownership. I was there. I got friends who were Jags fans, and I hate the Jags fans because they take advantage of Jaguars fans. They take advantage of their loyalty and their passion, and it sucks. It aggravates me. I hope that – you know what Gardner Minshew is to me, Diesel? Gardner Minshew to me and that Jaguars offense is Major League. That's what they are. He is Wild Thing Ricky Vaughn. Just out of left field, wild, this larger-than-life character and personality. Gardner Minshew is Ricky freaking Vaughn in Major League, and he's going up against an ownership that wants to fail because, oh my God, Diesel, I just realized the Jacksonville Jaguars are literally the movie Major League right now. They want to move the team. They want to ship the team off to London or Mexico City, Deshaun Khan, the owner, and the Jaguars team is trying to win in spite of that. I just realized that the Jacksonville Jaguars are the movie Major League. How have I not come to this before this? All right, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Twitter Trending Topics is up next to wrap up the show. Diesel's back in the studio. My name is Rob Brown. This is ESPN Upstate.
Here's what's happening on the internet. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one is Alex Gordon.
Quick audible. Something miraculous has happened here on Twitter besides me. Well, two things miraculous have trended. One, our buddy at Panda Waffle HD, who is the guy who keeps putting our face on funny GIFs, has now put my face on Gardner Minshew, and it's the greatest thing that's happened since he put my face on Otis, which was the greatest thing since he happened that had happened since he put my face on Roman Reigns. Anyway, apparently,
are you not terrified of deep fakes?
No, I absolutely am. But if they're funny, I'm gonna laugh because I'm an idiot, right? Like I'm an easily entertained idiot. Like, yeah, it's terrifying because this thing actually, like, it's Gardner Minshew, but it legit looks like me with a little bit of a dead eye. But like, it legit looks like me. It's almost creepy. But it's like it's one of those things that you know it's bad, but you laugh at it anyway because it's hilarious. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody ever told a joke, somebody ever told an off-color joke that you know you shouldn't be laughing at, but you can't not laugh at it? That's what happened. That's what this is. Anyway, point of all this is where I was going with this, Diesel, is that in my big question mark about Duke's Mayo and about where Mayo stands and how all of this works out top to bottom, something has happened. Darth Chosen and Michael Stathakis, representing two different schools here in the upstate, one a Clemson fan, one a South Carolina fan, have decided that Duke's Mayo on tomato sandwiches is a worthy enough cause for Clemson and South Carolina to put their differences aside and apparently both fight me. So good to know that in the grand scheme of college rivalries here in the upstate, the one thing that can bring everybody together, Diesel, is mayonnaise.
Yep. And people say we should stick to sports.
Why would we do that when we could talk about mayonnaise bringing the world together?
All right, Alex Gordon.
What's trending? Alex Gordon?
Yeah.
I don't know why Alex Gordon is trending.
Okay, moving on.
All right. Lifelong Royal Alex Gordon is retiring after a World Series 3 All-Star nods in 14 seasons with Kansas City. You know, I mean, because we got like 5 games left in the season. So I'm like, well, what did he do? I mean, you know, I know Kansas is not in a great spot and heading into the playoffs. They're fighting for a wild card spot, if I recall correctly. But anyway, there you go. Now you know.
All right. Next up, Zoltan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, Zoltan Ibrahimovic.
Zlatan. I get it, but
it's
I just
Zlatan.
Want to say Zoltan.
Zoltan. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who is world's greatest soccer player. If you don't believe me, just ask Zlatan Ibrahimovic and Zlatan Ibrahimovic. You ever heard this cat talk, Diesel?
No.
He is a riot, dude. He is – take the most egocentric and conceited person that you know. Then crank them up to 5,000, but then make them talented enough at what they do that you can't say anything back when they say I'm the greatest, because they actually are. Zlatan Ibrahimovic is what all of us are when we create characters in Madden, you know? We jack them up to 99 overall and we talk trash to all our buddies. That's Zlatan Ibrahimovic, except he does it in real life, and it's amazing. He is wrestling's greatest bad guy that plays soccer.
But why is he trending?
Because he got the Rona.
Yeah, he did.
He got the Rona.
Well, he's not the world's greatest at not getting coronavirus.
He is very much not the world's greatest at not getting the Rona. The AC Milan striker has tested positive for the Rona. The club confirmed earlier today. And will now be missing at least a couple of weeks of Serie A ball over there in Italia. The Swedish striker scored twice for the Italian side when the club beat, speaking of mayonnaise, they beat Bologna 2-0. Had a phenomenal game, but now he will have no phenomenal matches for at least 2 weeks. Sorry, Zlatan, you are great at goals and bad at health.
Next up, Robert Kraft is trending.
Did you see the head? Oh, my God. All right. So sometimes I think headline writers have to do this on purpose, right? Like, they have to be doing this on purpose. It's the New York Post, so I know that they would. So the case against prostitution solicitation against Robert Kraft down in Florida has been closed, because even though he clearly did it, he's very, very rich. And as Lori Loughlin has showed, there are two justice systems in America, one for rich people and one for everybody else. So that case is closed, according to the updated docket, though we got very much no new details about anything. They have let the whole thing go for Robert Kraft. But the best part about it, Diesel, was the New York Post that wrote a headline that said, Robert Kraft gets off on prostitution charges. I legit sat in my couch and I'm like, I don't know who you are, but you deserve a raise, headline writer.
Not all heroes wear capes.
No, some of them sit at typewriters. That was glorious.
All right, your next Twitter trending topic. It's getting hard to find anything in here at all. Jim Henson is trending.
Jim Henson, if you had to come up, it's Jim Henson's birthday today. Okay, it's Jim Henson's birthday. A guy who was responsible for so many vital parts of the childhood of people the age of Diesel and I do. So you watched a little Sesame Street growing up like every normal American kid, right?
Heck yeah.
Of course you did. You watched the Muppets back in the day. Of course you did. All that came from Jim Henson. On the list of greatest Americans of all time, my two nominations are Jim Henson and Mr. Rogers. Those two guys deserve to be on the Mount Rushmore of greatest human beings. Go look at YouTube and watch some of the history of Jim Henson. Happy birthday, Jim Henson. You were a great American, a man who has provided laughter and education and ethical and moral, direction to countless generations of American children and really children around the world. You gave us Fraggle Rock. You gave us Sesame Street. And maybe most important of all to me, Diesel, you gave us Labyrinth with David Bowie.
Yep, a bunch of Stan Lee fanboys want to fight you right now. Last one, Mark Cuban is trending.
Wait, why do Stan Lee fanboys want to fight me? Stan Lee goes up there, too.
Because you didn't mention him.
He goes up there, too. What was the last one?
Mark Cuban.
I don't know what Mark Cuban did. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Good
he
job.
Wants everybody
we nailed
to get $1,000 every 2 weeks in stimulus checks.
Till COVID's over? Good enough for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
That's it. We're taking a 21-hour break. Zoe and Mark take over now. Have a great day, everybody. See you tomorrow on The Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.